Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is a terrific Tuesday. It is a giving Tuesday. And most importantly, it is a we all together Tuesday. It is about 8:26. Following up with your theme, your lead there, Lucas, from last time. But anyway, yeah, we're looking at 31 degrees right now. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Some good folks are in the studio this morning. The Good Folks Luncheon is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, December the 4th, at the Rock Hill Sports Arena and Event Center at University Center. And in the studio this morning, we have Laura Holliday, Vice Chair of Good Folks. And Laura, you brought along some good folks that will benefit from the Good Folks Luncheon.
That's correct.
Just a group of good people.
That's right.
I take you and you and
yeah,
you.
I would like to pick everyone, of course.
I know.
But this year we were able to select two agencies out of about 13 that applied. And Good Folks is in its 28th year. It was started in 1991 by yours truly, Mr. Manning Kimmel, Eddie Brown, and some others. So they got together and said, let's have lunch, and took up, I think, $1,000 that first lunch. And now we raise $60,000, $70,000 at lunch. It's an easy board to be on because it's like, come have lunch, donate.
Mm-hmm.
And don't leave until you donate.
Right.
If you're going to eat the lunch.
Yeah.
But
this
come
is
and
what
donate,
we're
and we're going to give this money to some worthwhile agencies.
So this takes place tomorrow at noon.
Right.
Okay.
11:45, the
doors
open.
Anyone can come to
That's
it?
That's right.
All right.
And become a member of Good Folks. It's $30 to become a member of Good Folks. And then just hear about these wonderful agencies. This year we selected Miracle Park and the Adult Enrichment Centers as our two recipients.
All right.
Wonderful.
We have both of the agencies here. We'll start with Samantha with the Adult Enrichment Center. Once again, a great opportunity to help such a great cause.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be a Good Folks recipient and cannot wait for the luncheon tomorrow.
Talk a little bit, if you can, about how the money's going to be used or what will this allow you all to do with the Adult Enrichment Centers?
Our money was going to be used to fix the roof over the porch of our Rock Hill facility, which is an older facility, and the roof is our only outdoor space. And it's kind of hard to sell a roof, but it's not about the roof. It's about what happens under the roof.
There you go.
And that's what's important, and that's what this is going for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. What
a great need.
Yeah, great need there. And then right beside you, we have Alice Davis with Miracle Park, Rock Hill. And Alice, it's so refreshing to drive by the space where Miracle Park is going to be, and it's almost completely leveled now.
Isn't that amazing?
I cannot wait for this. And let's kind of bring folks up to speed a little bit about Miracle Park and really what a gem it is here in York County.
Yeah, so hopefully you've heard about Miracle Park so far. But believe it or not, there are so many people out there that have not heard about it. So if you hadn't heard about it, go to our website, the miracleparkrockhill.com, and you can find out more. But we are under construction on phase one, and thanks to Good Folks and money coming our way from them, we're going to be able to get even closer to phase two.
And this is a play space for everyone. Everything that's thrown at them, right?
All inclusive.
That's exactly right.
It's all inclusive. It's not a park just for folks with special needs. It's not a park just for traditional children. It's a park for everybody. It's removing barriers. Mm-hmm. We are inclusive already in Rock Hill. We have teams that have, you know, children of all abilities on them already. We've got adults playing, doing stuff in the community. But we have barriers still, and we need to remove those barriers.
So I love the name, Miracle Park.
So, and this one of the first in the country, right?
This will be the first of its kind in the country. There are miracle leagues and fields all over the country. There are playgrounds all over the country, and there's places for people with disabilities to work all over the country, but they're not all together. And so this is going to be a place where they can come, and this can be something all together. Folks over from adult enrichment will be able to come out during the day. We've got weight resistance equipment out there for physical therapy and stuff, so it's going to be a great opportunity for lots of organizations.
Oh, fantastic.
And an opportunity for all of us to help make this a reality by simply attending Good Folks Luncheon.
That's tomorrow, noon.
11:45, the doors open.
Okay.
We'll be hearing from both agencies. They'll be making presentations. And then, just so you know, because it's 28 years old, but some people still seem surprised when I look at them with a basket in my hands and make eye contact like it's time to give.
Yeah.
I mean, folks won't make eye contact with me at church anymore.
Oh.
Seriously. Or at Target. They're looking away. They're like, she's going to ask us for something. But tomorrow, a full disclosure, we will be asking you for something.
Fair enough.
To lunch. We will have what we call good folks time at the end of the program. And that's the time to throw some money in the hat, because that's when we really do raise a lot of money for these agencies. Good folks did fix part of the roof at Adult Enrichment a few years ago. We want to finish the job and make sure. I was there one day a few weeks ago when it was raining, and so we got to have this fixed.
Absolutely. So. All right. It's Good Folks Luncheon tomorrow, December the 4th at the Rock Hill Sports Arena and Event Center. Doors open again.
11:45.
11:45. Get there and you're going to help Miracle Park, Rock Hill, and the Adult Enrichment Centers. Alice, Samantha, and Laura, you all are some good ladies.
Charlie's Angels
right here.
That's it. Hey, Manning's Angels.
Bottom of the hour here on Palmetto Mornings.